In Belgrade today, there were clashes between rival groups opposed to and supporting the socialist government of President Slobodan Milosevic. Police beat anti-government demonstrators and fired tear gas into the crowd after a pro-government group left the city center. They'd gathered there to hear a speech from Milosevic in which he blamed sanctions and foreign pressure for Serbia's troubles.
Deputy Secretary of State Strobe Talbot said Serbian authorities were responsible for heightening tensions by bringing thousands of people to Belgrade to confront the opposition coalition Zajedno. Both Zajedno and members of the SPS Socialist Party had promised peaceful demonstrations, but supporters of President Milosevic blocked the route usually taken by anti-government demonstrators who've been massing in the capital every day for several weeks. The BBC's Paul Wood reports now from Belgrade.
Serbian riot police moved against the opposition protesters after the socialist demonstrators and President Milosevic had departed the scene. The police fired volleys of tear gas and waded in with batons drawn, inflicting severe beatings on a number of opposition supporters. In the most serious incident of a day of violence, a man was shot in the head. Eyewitnesses said the shots came from crowds of socialist supporters. There's no independent confirmation of the allegations. The first scuffles began early in the day as socialist and opposition crowds converged in the centre of Belgrade. People began screaming abuse at each other, and at one point opposition supporters attacked the socialists with sticks. The opposition say conflict was inevitable from the moment the socialists decided to hold their rally at the same time and in the same location as the now routine anti-government demonstrations. The situation now is calm but tense, with lines of riot police facing the remaining opposition demonstrators. It's not clear if the socialist rally was a sign of panic or of confidence on the part of President Milosevic, but the Serbian leader is facing the most serious challenge of his 9-year rule, and the opposition say it's not over yet.
Paul Wood of the BBC reporting from Belgrade.